This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Cincinnati today, the assets of Horizon Natural Resources were auctioned off. The company, which operated 21 coal mines in four states, filed for bankruptcy in November of 2002. And earlier this month, a federal bankruptcy judge ruled that Horizon did not have to honor union contracts with its employees and retirees. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, those workers are now angry, confused, and soon without health care benefits.
For 41 years, Jim Wills did a little bit of everything at the Horizon coal mine near Charleston, West Virginia. He ran heavy equipment, operated the prep plant, and moved rail cars. The accident occurred back in 1963. One of the rail cars broke away, and Wills tried to gain control.
The brake wheel came off on me, and I fell underneath the railroad cars, and it cut part of my foot off, and they couldn't get circulation in it, and gangrene set in, and they had to amputate.
Wills continued to work at the mine until he retired 2 years ago. Now, 64, Wills' health is fragile.
I take 10 different prescriptions. I've got an implant defibrillator, which, you know, that's from a bad heart. And I've got a pinched nerve in my back, and that's from an accident from Horizon.
Will says his prescriptions cost $1,000 a month. Until now, Will's drugs have been paid for by Horizon, one of the benefits the United Mine Workers Union negotiated with the company in its last contract, which still has 2 years to run. But the recent ruling by federal bankruptcy judge William Howard, saying Horizon does not have to honor that contract, means Wills will have to find some other way to pay for his prescriptions.
I really can't understand our system to allow somebody to have this kind of power and authority, more or less God. This is something that we worked for all of our life. We didn't necessarily take the big raises that we could have got hourly because we thought when we retired that we would have our health insurance.
Wills is not alone. Some 2,300 Horizon retirees will be losing their health care coverage, as will some 800 current employees. Judge Howard's ruling, though, was not unprecedented. Just last year, retirees of Bethlehem Steel lost their benefits. Lynn Lopacki, who specializes in bankruptcy law at UCLA, says Congress tried to prevent companies from breaking union contracts in bankruptcy proceedings, but he says judges have interpreted the statute in a way that frequently favors companies.
Here, what they're doing is they're liquidating the company. They're selling it to another company that will run it as a non-union shop, and in the course of it, dumping the union and the union employees.
A spokeswoman for Horizon would not comment for this story because the case is in litigation. William Bolts Willis is president of the UMW local in Charleston. He says miners are understandably upset by the judge's ruling.
I mean, really angry. Somebody's going to pay for this. And you don't work a place 30 and 40 years your whole life, and then this one man just makes a decision. It's the rich against the poor. That's about as easy and tough as I can say it.
Judge Howard's ruling has been appealed. The mine workers note Howard was appointed by the first President Bush, and the UMW is organizing miners to vote for John Kerry. Political overtones aside, the union says it will try to pick up some of the health care benefits of the Horizon retirees through a special fund, one it says that's already stretched thin. Brian Naylor, NPR News.